Picture this. It's a quiet Sunday evening in Spring Valley, and two men who thought they'd gotten away with murder are suddenly in handcuffs. Meanwhile, across the county, crowds are gathering for No Kings demonstrations. A hiker is somewhere in the hills above Poway, and a carjacking suspect doesn't realize that a camera on a light pole already has his plate. That's the San Diego County that woke up this Monday, June 15th, 2026. Welcome to Intellijic San Diego Daily. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, your local news and civic affairs anchor, and we have a full week ahead of us.
And I'm Sarah Chen, your community and regional affairs reporter. Marcus, you set that scene well. This is a Monday where the stories carry real weight, from public safety to budget implementation to what's happening on the ground in Santee and across East County. We're going to get into all of it today.
Before we do, a quick word for anyone joining us for the first time. We are an independent, AI-curated podcast, no affiliation with any television station, newspaper, government body, or official agency. What we do is aggregate stories from public reporting across San Diego County, run that material through our production system, and bring it to you each morning in a format you can actually absorb on your commute or over your coffee. We're not a news organization. We're a curation and synthesis operation built on the work that actual local reporters do.
Which brings us to something we say with genuine conviction every episode. Please support local San Diego journalism. The reporters at the local TV stations, the neighborhood papers, the digital outlets covering City Hall, they are doing difficult, underfunded work that forms the foundation of everything we talk about here. If a story we cover today matters to you, look up the original reporting and consider subscribing, donating, or just sharing it. Informed communities depend on those reporters staying employed.
Now, here's what's on the board for today's show. We're leading with the Spring Valley homicide arrest. Two men taken into custody on June 12th for a killing that happened back in 2025. And we'll talk about what that case tells us about how cold case work actually functions in this county. We're also covering the sheriff's statement on the weekend's No Kings demonstrations and a missing hiker search near Poway that stretched into the weekend.
On the government side, Marcus is going to walk through where San Diego's FY 2027 budget stands following the City Council's June 9th final decisions. Because Budget Implementation Week is when the numbers stop being promises and start being construction contracts and staffing levels. We'll also look at what's on the Board of Supervisors' calendar and what's coming for Santee City Council.
Then Sarah is going to anchor our East County spotlight, digging into the sheriff's drone program and its role in the recent arson arrest. That story is more significant than it might sound, and we'll explain why. Plus, the Spring Valley compliance check that produced three arrests on June 10th and the carjacking case where ALPR camera technology did exactly what it was designed to do.
And to close out our content segments, we're going to talk about what the verified public record actually tells us about schools in Santee and East County this week, which honestly is a story about transparency and the gap between what community members want to know and what government agencies post in real time. We'll also do our what if we're wrong exercise on the budget, because there are some confident assumptions in the public conversation right now that deserve a harder look.
Weather, events, and our closing thoughts wrap up the show. Let's get into it.